So this is food basket season. This is the 47th year.
Suzanne Badgley is Director of Marketing and Communications at St. Joe's. We stood looking at a large area of boxes filled with all kinds of non-perishable foods. This year, students collected nearly 30,000 items.
And the students that arrive each morning for the past month, right since Thanksgiving, and they have a whole process where there's runners that are unloading cars, and they have there's quite a system of boxers and tapers and organizers.
Students go door to door to collect the food. The items were loaded up on trucks this week to deliver to the Warming House in Olean. It's a food pantry operated by St. Bonaventure University, serving those in need in a very rural population.
And I think there's a lot of discussion among the faculty and the boys here about these are people, a lot of migrant farmers, a lot of people that provide us with food all year round, and winter can be a really challenging time for them. So it supports people in our region that do so much for us the rest of the year. So they collect non-perishables, and it's really a pride of our St. Joe's community. We have alumni who still come back and donate. We had actually the young gentleman who graduated last year and is attending Canisius College. He was here yesterday, pulled up in a van with over 1,000 donations. He went door-to-door in his neighborhood, and he's not even a current student. So this is build such community for us.
For more than four decades, this food basket collection remains an impactful campaign. Last year, the donations from St. Joe's students provided 80% of stock at the Warming House. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.